Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on, there, good people? I'm sorry for all the noise in the background. I'm watching a cat fight a bobcat, and it's hilarious. What's going on, people? It's your man, Beast Bone. We're going live on the off-ramp, 11 p.m. Eastern, July 25th, 2013. Good old Thursday. You know, you're getting close to the end of the week. I ain't been at work in like 3 weeks, so I can't even front on y'all. I've been off work for a minute. But it's good old Thursday. So, you know, you're getting ready for the end of the week. Getting ready for Friday. Party in the streets. Party all the time. Party all the time. Yeah. Can Eddie Murphy sing? You know what I mean? Like, Eddie got hits. But they're horrible hits. But they're entertaining. Isn't the key to always be at least entertaining? Well, if you got something to say, something you want to call in, feel free to call in 646-915-8680. Got a lot of stuff to talk about that we didn't get to before. I'm still waiting on my co-host to call in if they're coming in. Got a bunch of stuff that we can talk about. First, oh, got a call from the 804. Who is that? Hold on. I think my man T Ross just called in and then hung up on us. That's all right, my man T Ross. Say what's up, my man out there in Maryland. First thing I want to discuss, man. Did anybody see that Spain speed rail crash? Yo, that joint. First of all, with all due respect, God bless the dead. All those wonderful people, I don't know if they're really wonderful people, but all those people that lost their lives, it's just sad. You know, it's nothing to make light of. It's nothing to joke about. People were, you know, on their way to work, just taking a regular train, doing what's good for the earth, and taking public transportation and died. But, yo, I hope y'all saw this video. This video is bananas. Like, it is absolutely out of control. Like, first of all, they say that the train was going like 60 miles per hour, way too fast around a corner that it was going towards. How do you say this happened? Because everything is automated today. It's the same reason why that plane crashed. And where did that plane just crash? When it landed, it landed in L.A., that Korean flight, because they had the whole autopilot on. You know, it's just everything is automatic, you know. And sometimes it's just scary, man. I mean, you're just on a train, the train derails, and then, you know, you can just die like that. Like, the video is just nuts, you know what I mean? So they had budget cuts in Spain, because they're also fighting a recession. So some of the budget cuts were this train program. So they said this could have been prevented. Well, they used the blame that this could have been prevented if the budget cuts didn't happen, if they weren't in a recession. They would have been able to check these rail lines, and this would have been prevented. But I'm like, come on, man. Like, okay, you do budget cuts. Like, I wish people would understand and really go through what budget cuts mean. You shouldn't have to budget cut anything that deals with people's lives. Just pay them less. Yeah, they might not be happy. You might have a job that you normally pay $50 an hour, but you can offer them 20 bucks. They're not going to be happy, but, you know, somebody's going to be able to do it. Somebody's going to be able to do it. You can budget cut somewhere. You know what I mean? I always say that, you know, you take the highest salaries in the company, cut them a little bit. You know what I mean? You ask people to do whatever you need to do, but people's lives shouldn't be at stake. Got a call from the 804. Is that my man T. Ross, man? You finally on the line? T. Ross. I don't know what's going on with him, man. Kid must be drunk, yeah. That's what happens when your boys are a bunch of alcoholics, yo. They call in, they're bent, and they don't know what they're doing. But hey, what can you do? But yeah, so about that train crash, man, it's just, I mean, as a person who doesn't like flying, I don't even like being on the train and all that stuff, I guess it's a control complex. Like, anytime my wife wants to go somewhere, I drive because I enjoy, like, I feel like nothing's going to happen as long as I'm in control of it. It's a selfish way to look at life. It's a selfish way to do things, but it's just how I am. I'm not a selfish person as far as, like, material possessions, but when I feel like I can control mostly all situations that I'm involved in. I honestly do. So, but when I get on a plane, when I get on a train, when someone else drives, I'm totally out of control. Perfect example. Me and my wife was heading to Kentucky about November. We had to go see her family for the holidays. It might have even been November. It might have been like March because it was still nice out. But we got to a point in the mountains where it started. You know, it started sleeting, it started snowing. And my wife was driving because I was actually, I don't know if y'all remember, but this was a show that I did with y'all. We start hitting ice, start skidding, you know what I mean? People around us start spinning out. Everything's out of control. And I felt helpless because though my wife is very intelligent, very capable, my life is basically in her hands because she was the one driving. So I felt uncomfortable, not that I don't trust my wife, not that I don't love my wife, but I couldn't do anything. Like, I couldn't, you know, I didn't know how the car felt. So it's the same way with planes and the trains. Like, when you're just on there riding, you pray, you know, if you're a person of God, you know, your time is written in stone already. You got no control of it, which is why I get on planes and get on trains, because I feel like when God's ready to take me, he's going to take me. There's nothing I can do about it. So there's no point in being scared of seeing what's in the world. I don't have to like what I have to go through to see the world, but I'm not going to just not go. But, man, yo, I mean, they're talking about people are afraid to talk about, I mean, the firefighters are saying it's scary what they saw. They won't even repeat what they saw in those train cars. And that's just a scary thing, man. When you're just riding on, and those are one of them speed trains. The train, man, this train's probably going like 200 miles an hour, man. And just crash. You know what I mean? And all them people pass, man, and all they were doing was trying to work. So you can't prevent life. And I know I'm rambling, but I just want to say, you know, that's my message. You can't prevent life. Life happens. You got to enjoy it while you can. And when it's over, it's over. You know, you need to understand that, you know, when it's over, it's over. So just enjoy it. You know, life is short. I mean, most of us are on this earth from 60 to 100 years. That's it. You know, now you can get rich by taking advantage of a bunch of people. You can do a lot of stuff. You can stress yourself out. But if you don't enjoy your time on this earth, because it can be gone in an instant. I know my life can be gone in an instant. I hope not. Just had a baby. He's looking at me now as he's waking up. Probably going to start crying in y'all ear in a minute. But, you know, y'all deal with it. Life could be gone in an instant. And I must say, I'm enjoying most of it. Had a couple rough patches here and there. Wouldn't say I've had the best. I had a fun childhood. Wouldn't say I had the best childhood. But I've tried to enjoy it. I had a lot of good time. A lot of good time. But you have to try to enjoy it, because it's not going to be around. I mean, 60 to 100 years, that goes by quick. So I should get my wife to chirp when she's down, because I'm like, look, shit's going to happen. Ain't nothing we can do about it. My wife is a world traveler. She loves going on types of different world events. You know what I mean? There's a huge chance we could have been on that train in Spain. We were just in Spain, just on the train, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, just on the train, riding through the city, riding around getting it. That could have been us, man. So enjoy your life. I mean, be rambling on about it. Have fun. I'll tell you about a person who's enjoying his life. A man in Canada. This man knows how to enjoy life. Now, he has to pay about a $20,000 fine because he knows how to enjoy his life. But this man knows how to enjoy his life. He gets drunk at a bar and says, I can swim the Detroit River and go from Canada to Detroit. Now, again, this man is switching countries. For those of us who are not in that area, the Detroit River separates Canada and the United States of America. I'm not sure on the length of the river, but it's big and deep enough that ships go through it. Of course, the Coast Guard patrols it all the time. So, a man in Canada said, yo, I can do it. He said he wasn't even that drunk, because he wouldn't have tried it if he was that drunk, but he said he had a couple drinks and said, this is what I need to do. So he hops into the Detroit River, swims from Canada to Detroit, gets out, and this is at 11 o'clock at night, gets out, people are in awe of it, start taking pictures with him, right? So again, he switched countries. No passport, no ID, no phone, nothing. And y'all going crazy over the Mexican. So this man swam across the river, just like the Mexicans, and Mexicans be doing with the rivers that separate Mexico and U.S., gets across to Detroit, gets out, start taking pictures with people, and says, all right, well, I need to go back home. How's he going to get back home? You're in another country. You don't have ID. What'd you do? Hops back in the river to swim across. He literally hops back in the river to swim back across, now from Detroit to Canada. It's just bad ideas all over the place. So at this point, the alcohol has caught up with him. He's exhausted because he already swam the river. Again, these are where freight ships float through. So this ain't no, I mean, they say that the currents in the Detroit River can kill a person, can definitely sweep a person away. But obviously, I mean, obviously he's nice because he got out there, he swam, took some pictures, and started to swim back. But basically, he got stuck in the middle. The Coast Guard from America and Canada's Coast Guard had to rescue him. And of course, he had to tell him what his feat was. So then, of course, he got arrested. Well, first, you know, they treated him, make sure he didn't have hypothermia or anything. And they say he was in perfect health. He was good. He was just tired. That's why he was in the river. That's why they rescued him, because they saw a man floating in the river, not moving. And they thought that maybe he was dead, but he wasn't. He was just taking a break from swimming from Canada to the U.S. So, of course, that's illegal. So they arrest him, you know, and charge him with swimming in a freight canal, which is just weird. You thought you get charged with illegal crossing, but I guess if the man was honest, told him what he was doing, and the fact that he was leaving the United States, not like he was trying to get to U.S. to the U.S. and they didn't know what for, and they called him then. But so he got him. He's talking about $20,000 fine and like 60 days in jail. I'm not trying to swim to another country. I would love to go to Cuba. Would love to go to Canada, Mexico. Oh, I love going to those places. I'm not getting in a car. I mean, I'm not getting in a river to go swim. It's just not that deep for me. Like, think about it. If you're at a bar and you decide that you're going to go swimming in a river, first of all, people keep forgetting that there are sharks in rivers. The bull shark, which is the most aggressive shark in the world, goes from salt water to fresh water to have their children. Which means you find a shark in a river, a bull shark in a river, they're even more on edge because they're having their babies in there. So you hop in a river that not even just that, but that boats are floating in. And look, I've been on boats before. They are nasty. Extremely, extremely nasty. We just had the boats that was just in the carnival ships where people were pissing and pooping off the ship because they didn't have no water supply. Like, these are freight ships. So you know that them dudes on there, they're basically construction workers on the sea. They've probably been pissing off the side of them boats. They've probably been throwing Subway sandwiches off the side of them boats. Anything you find, not to mention they probably go to different countries and all that stuff. They've probably been boning them foreign girls. They've probably been throwing condoms off of them boots. And you swimming in that river? Like, first of all, I'm from New Jersey. I wouldn't even swim in the Atlantic Ocean. That extra money was just in Atlantic City. And you know what? He was talking about the beach stuff. No, what do you expect? You're in New Jersey. There's a lot of things that happen in New Jersey. No way am I getting in that water. There's a lot of things out there in New Jersey. Jersey is one of the best places on earth. I'm not hopping in that water. Not a chance. So that's just what I wanted to talk about. Plenty of other stuff in the news that I want to get to. We already talked about Kanye. Kanye and Kim Kardashian are not getting gold toilets. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? That's just crazy. Gold toilets in their home. So they basically got a home in Beverly Hills or Bel Air. I forgot where it said it was. Even though Kanye got his home in Paris, and I said the paparazzi doesn't bother him as much. The home that they're going to share together with their child in L.A., they're getting a bill, $11 million. One of the key features is gold toilets. Why are you wasting money on a gold toilet? You're shitting in that car. I mean, in that toilet. Sorry, folks. I'm also reading an article about Alfred Morris, who's famously got paid $700,000 to still rise a 1991 Mazda 66, and he's getting it reworked on. It just cracks me up. Like, I miss it. I used to have an 88 Bonneville. Man, I love that car. Goldie was a beast. But yeah, man, so I just don't understand what's going on out there, man. So, you got Kanye with the gold toilets. The whole Kanye, Kim Kardashian, the whole fantasy just bothers me. Like, there are a couple of people who got married, I mean, who had a baby, like, 4 months at the start of the date. To me, you're asking for trouble. Like, I've dated a lot of women. I don't even say I've dated a lot of them, but I've dated a fair share of women. That's lasted years. And it took years to understand that it wasn't going to work out. Not that these women are bad people. I tell my wife all the time, I've had some great relationships. Great relationships. But they were great to the point that they were honest enough to know that they weren't going to work out. For one reason or another. Sometimes it could have been me. I don't think so. I think chicks are crazy. But, you know, it took a while to understand that some things just aren't forgivable and some things just can't be worked out. Because we're just different humans. We're just different people. And it takes a year to understand, to put down that guard enough where you can say, okay, so how are you really? What will you stand for? What won't you stand for? So, though these women that were in my life were amazing, and I'm pretty sure they're going to be wives of someone, and they're going to be absolutely in love with these women, because these women are great. But they weren't for me. They wasn't going to make me happy long term. And that's what you got to understand about. That's why I keep going back. You know, life, sure. You know what I mean? You gotta understand that you make a decision that's best for you, but still understand others. So, that's pretty much what I got. Going back to tying to the whole Kanye and Kim thing, like, you can't get someone pregnant in 6 months and think that it's all going to work out. You don't know each other. All you know is that you boned without a condom. I don't even know how people feel safe boning without a condom. There's a lot of stuff out there now. Tiger Woods, of course, back in the news for blowing Scotland the Open Championship. He blew that. Michael Jordan is getting a vasectomy reversed. What's wrong with this dude, yo? Michael Jordan, the most famous basketball player of all time, had his wife Cookie, had his two children, said, once he got a divorce from Cookie, said, no one's going to trap me with the children. Because we all know Michael's going to do his thing. So he had a vasectomy, very responsible thing. We have that type of money, and you're doing something like that, very, very responsible thing. So what does Michael Jordan do? Gives up a second. Out there in the streets doing his thing. Now, let me tell you this. So, what's the best way to describe this? Damn, I forgot what I'm talking about. That's why I tell you stop drinking, kids. Because you can lose it in a minute. I know I was talking about Kanye. I know I was talking about Tiger being back in the news. I don't know, man. Try reading a bunch of stuff. Doing a bunch of stuff. But anyway. So that's going to be our show tonight, folks. thanks for tuning in. Thanks for calling. And sorry I couldn't get to a couple of your calls. Had a couple of issues. But thanks for a great night of talk. Tomorrow, I'll probably be more prepared to do a solo show since, obviously, I'm extra money and Mr. Righteous figure tonight. I wish they give me a heads up ahead of time so I can get prepared for a bunch of information I want to give y'all. Sometimes, I mean, you just got to have a drink, man. Just got to have a drink. Have some fun. I appreciate y'all joining in with me on this lovely July 25th meeting. Damn, yo, there was something I really want to talk to y'all about. Yeah, other stuff in the news, like a dude decides to forego $2 million in the NFL. Like, it's in his contract that he gets $2 million if he goes and does off-season workouts. So he decided he doesn't want to do off-season workouts. So he just gave up that $2 million. Kids are dumb. Because he said he wants to get his body different. So hold on. They're going to give you $2 million to work out. Oh, because you want your body different, you're going to let $2 million go when you only get like $700,000. There's a lot of retarded kids out there, man. A lot of retarded kids. That's going to be our show tonight, man. Love talking to y'all, man. It's great when I can have a one-on-one conversation. We can rap about some real stuff. There's a couple people I'm gonna get involved soon. My homie Shannon out there, she definitely want to get in. So a lot of people text me like, yo, hit me up when you're doing the show because I want to call in. I want to rap about some stuff. My man Russell out there, he always trying to hit me up. A lot of times I try to make it just me, MX, Mr. Rice, just because we only have a half an hour. It's a lot of stuff to get in unless it's a specific topic. But being that them dudes don't show up half the time, I think I'm going to start inviting other people in. Not just a knock on them. You know, they my boys. They always get first dibs. But there's a lot of stuff that we can talk about, especially from a woman's perspective, that we don't get a lot to touch on because people are gone. Special shout out to all of our sponsors, richbefore30.com, MarisolJohnsonInsurance.com, StickToAFitness.com. All the good people who are behind us, you know. OliveCovalMagazine.com. Make sure y'all go and copy and read that. It's been a good week, man. Hope y'all enjoy. I was talking about Jordan of a second. You talking about real random. Yo, so he gets a vasectomy. So then his wife, his current girlfriend, Cuban chick, wants to get married to him. So they get married, and the deal was he had to get his vasectomy reversed. Wow. So hold on. You are 60 years old, divorced, the second most expensive divorce in history, next to Paul McCartney and his wife. Second most expensive divorce in history. You're Michael Jordan. You're beloved. You were the man everywhere. Why would you get married again? Hello, McFly. I just keep tagging all these chicks. You ain't gonna be faithful to these chicks. And now she wants to have your baby. So you just about giving money away. This kid's an idiot, Joe. The second greatest basketball player of all time is a fucking idiot. And I'll catch y'all tomorrow.
No made up nigga, I'm straight up nigga. Still in the projects where I came up nigga. On the scaffold doing 10 sets of 10, getting my weight up nigga. I'm no